B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I have some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So I want to bring this up, and it was something that's collective with Tunis and I, because Tunis and I spent a lot of time together, and we're morphing into similar people, where he all of a sudden brings up the strong move,
yeah,
which is one of my isms, and he was like, yo, dude, I'm having the pizza on the beach. I go, dude, that's a strong move. Were you actually, I said, you're having the pizza on the beach. You went, isn't that a strong move? I was like, yes.
Which is what you say, yeah.
Right. And so I want to come up with the strong moves that people have. So pizza on the beach is a strong move. So is... You're ready to go out. You come home, maybe from the beach or whatever. Not on the beach. And you do the shower beer.
Dude.
On a Saturday.
Dude, I did it on a Sunday just this past weekend.
Yeah.
After the 95-degree heat Sunday baseball league, I crushed a Corona in the shower.
But I was a vacation. I'm always a vacation shower in the bathroom, like shaving.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and then there's the outdoor shower if you are down the shore, which I've done.
Yes.
Every time.
The greatest thing to me, the strongest move, is always a happy hour move.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, Christy and I are going to do that this Friday. We'll do a happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour.
And do a dinner
greatest,
and all that
man.
Kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. The
happy hour cocktail. Is my fave.
And I do want to know what other people's strong moves are, because it's kind of like the life hack thing. I would like to learn more. Like maybe, maybe somebody's listening and goes, dude, pizza on the beach, like at when the sun's going down, I'm going to do that someday.
Yeah.
You know? So I would like to know other strong moves to incorporate into my lifestyle.
Well, that's why we want to collect them today.
Exactly. I do have
one.
So we open
that up as a topic as well.
I do have one question. And, we're kind of running out of time, but I'm going to need your advice, and maybe other people can check in as well, specifically the grandparents of our audience, Anthony. So this Friday, Christy and I are having a date night, as I was just talking about, and it's going to be our first time leaving the baby Cooper with somebody, and we're leaving him with my mom and dad. I need to know, like, what is a proper amount of time away? Like, I don't want to leave, like, here, Mom and Dad, here you go, 6 hours. Like, what's the proper amount of time? Like, when you left your kids, your Anthony, with your parents or Tam's side, like, for the first time, how long do you go?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So I think 4 hours.
That's the cap?
Is the perfect window.
Okay.
It's the 4 hours. Like, 4 hours is a good number. You know? Like,
okay.
You do the 7 to 11.
Because that'll be one feeding. Nine. So that I guess that works
10.
Out. They got to do one bottle feed.
You know? Anything more than that is a bigger deal, right?
Okay.
Like anything more than the 4 hours, I think 4 hours is the perfect time.
Because I babysat once, and I was told that they would be arriving at a certain time. And 3 hours went by before they got home. And I was like, yo, guys.
So what was the total?
It was probably like 7 hours.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Especially when you tell me you're going to be home at a certain time and then you're 3 hours late.
Yeah, you can't go 7 hours. You can't do that.
No. So 4 hours?
4 hours is the time.
Because we have I think we're eating dinner at 7, but we want to go out before, do the happy hour, as I was talking about.
Now,
then,
I will tell
and
you
then
this.
Take our time eating.
Yeah, 4 hours. Like, what you're going to do happy hour?
Yeah.
So you want to do five to nine. Yeah. I mean, you can push it. Like my man Danny says, my boy Danny Muriello on a text board says, you know, the grandparents are loving.
Oh, 100%. But then, right?
Especially the newness. So, you know, you rock at 9, you know, you go out 5, you come back, you know, 9:30, 10. Like, you can push it to 5.
I just don't want to. It's like the overstaying your welcome.
Yeah, no,
I don't
want to
overstay the, you know, thanks for watching the baby.
But I would tell you
4 to 5.
4 to 5 is the window.
I would like to hear from some grandparents.
All right.
You know, because you guys probably experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
4 to 5 is the perfect. Like, you know, think about it, right? You go out and you're going to go a little happy hour, excited, you're going to relax, do your happy hour, leisurely have some cocktails. Now it's 7. You make your way to the restaurant. It's 8, right? You leisurely eat. You're home. You know, that's an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Now you're back around 10. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
I think I'd be a good night.
You know, we'll have the phone at the ready in case something, you know, we need to get home.
Right. You always have to. You'll check in a couple times. Hey, how's the baby?
Yes.
You know, you'll do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's the move.
It's the first time, man. Got to think about all these things.
That's a big deal, dude. No, I'm with you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.